This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The countdown is underway for the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's anticipated final approval of a coronavirus vaccine developed by U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech, shown to be 95% effective in preventing COVID-19. The FDA is widely expected to authorize emergency use of the vaccine possibly later Friday or Saturday, after a special panel of the agency voted for its approval Thursday. The U.S. government will immediately ship 6.4 million doses of the vaccine across the country. In other COVID-related news around the world, AstraZeneca says it will clinically trial a vaccine with a mix of its own shot developed with Oxford University and Russia's Sputnik V. Argentina President Alberto Fernandez says he will be injected with Russia's Sputnik V vaccine once it's approved by health officials to dispel fears. President Jair Bolsonaro says Brazil, where deaths and infections are surging, is at the tail end of the pandemic. International aid groups say at least four staff members have been killed in the conflict in Ethiopia's Tigray region. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Danish Refugee Council says its three staffers killed last month had worked as guards at a project site. The council says, sadly, due to the lack of communications and ongoing insecurity in the region, it's not yet been possible to reach their families. Separately, the International Rescue Committee says it was still working to confirm the events that led to the death of our colleague in a refugee camp. The Tigray region remains largely sealed off from the outside world, as worried humanitarian organizations warn of further hardship. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen told the bloc's leaders Friday there were, quote,